Chase Infinity wants to spend $30 million building the five-story complex right at that corner, replacing 12 buildings. Many of those buildings are considered past their life expectancy. This is the latest project proposed for that corner, and some were much larger than this iteration of a development there. Comments have to be in by December 19th on the environmental statement before the planning board. Architect Steve Carmina says the developer has reacted to public comments by making major changes in the design and massiveness of the project. Carmina says the plan meets current zoning rules.
We also looked at this under the green code as originally proposed, as a five-story and with a three-story stepping the building back. So this building goes with the green code. The original green code is written stepping the upper stories back. So if you're standing opposite side of Kohl's, and you're looking up, you can barely see the top of the fourth floor, and you're just seeing the roof of the fifth floor.
The board approved the new green code yesterday and sent it back to the council, which is moving to approval within weeks. While the green code originally allowed five-story buildings like this proposal, the final version only allows three, and that's a major issue among many in the neighborhood, but far from all who want this killed. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.